Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot, my co-host Jim DeRogatis, and if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. And you're going to want to be a member on Patreon to get these bonus podcasts because we get to talk about records that we don't have enough time to assess and appreciate on the regular show. So we've created this bonus podcast specifically to bring an extra record with us each week to the desert island. Jim, you want to give us a hint on what you're going to do as a DIJ this week?
I will, Greg. I will be talking about a band that recorded for four of the coolest indie labels in the indie rock firmament, but rarely even wrote its own songs. In fact, was, I think, three recordings into its career before we got an original. And what a memorable name. That's not the song I'm going to play. Hot Dog, Watch Me Eat. Can you name the band? I bet you can.
I can't.
All right, good.
I can't wait to find out who it is.
Stump the cot.
All right, we're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right, Jim. Very intriguing setup. What song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
Well, Greg, I'm going to play a song by the Detroit Cobras in tribute to their lead singer, Rachel Nagy, who died, we learned, on January 17th at the entirely too young age of 37.
Wow.
You know, the Detroit Cobras were a great live band. Saw them open two or three times for bands in Chicago, Detroit, a quick haul. Saw them a bunch of times at South by Southwest, a classic Detroit garage band. In fact, it was their buddies and champions, the White Stripes, that put that Detroit garage revival on the map in the early 2000s. They considered the Detroit Cobras an inspiration. Covered a lot of Nuggets era 60s recordings. Super obscure. To look at their discography, you would not even realize many of these were covers. But it won them the fandom of Sympathy for the Record Industry, a really cool label. And then Rough Trade got reissued by Third Man Records, Jack White's label, and put out some recordings on Bloodshot in Chicago. What they didn't do was write a lot of their own songs. Like I said, it was three recordings in before we got Hot Dog, Watch Me eat. but Rachel Nagy was such a personality on stage. She had formed the band with her guitarist partner, Mary Ramirez, and then lots of people came and went over the years, right? They never had that one record that took off and provided a sort of left field hit. They were a live band, bringing that sense of Motown, R&B, soul, swing, groove, funk into garage rock, right? That's the classic Detroit formula, from the MC5 to the White Stripes. And the intensity that they displayed on stage was really what it was all about. This is not to say the recordings don't have great moments. They all do. I'm going to play one from their debut album, Mink, Rat, or Rabbit. Was the first record. Came out in 1998. I think that's Rachel kind of talking about, you know, what am I? Is there the sophisticated mink coat, the lowly rat, the wily rabbit? The song is called Bad Girl. I'm a bad girl, but I'm too good for you. I mean, that is her attitude in a nutshell. It's a great, timeless rock and roll persona. Detroit Cobras with Rachel Nagy, Bad Girl. Bad Girl. Sad, Greg. Detroit Cobras come to an end with Rachel Nagy's untimely death at 37.
Well, thanks for paying tribute to her, Jim. That was a great band. I got a chance to talk to her a few times, and wonderful raconteur in addition to being a great lead singer.
She was a rock and roll character.
Absolutely. That is it for this bonus episode, and if you've got thoughts on this episode or anything else we do on Sound Opinions, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org.
Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer Sol Delgadillo, and our intern Mary Bernthal. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.